Hey, this is Kankuroot, and welcome to the Extra Hot Music Experience. Yes, and welcome to our very first episode. Well, it's not an hour, but I'm just a one-man show. But I'm, to be honest, I'm quite, well, it's a bit kind of nervous about this very first episode. Because, you know, it's the first episode, you don't know what's gonna happen. Well, although it's pre-programmed, something like that. But yeah. Well, we're already here, so might as well take this chance. So it's just a leap of faith, I guess. So bear with me here. So follow this journey, follow this program, and see who will come up through the show as a top artist. Okay, so who am I? Well, I'm an independent music producer and beat maker. Well, sort of underground, of course. And where do I do my recording or my producing? Well, just in my little old bedroom. So you can call me a bedroom producer. So what type of music do I make? I make a fusion of house, hip-hop, dance, club mix. So it's more border of between dance and also I make hip-hop mix. And you can also find my, I have a finished mixed or finished tracks. You can find it on Spotify and other digital stores. If I could insert some shameless plug there. Forgive me. And you might wonder why Kankuroot. What the heck is Kankuroot does even mean? It's not a very funny story, but I would say is more of an inspiration. Inspiration from an anime show or from an anime per se. And the one is from a Filipino word. And the first part of the name Kankuroot came from this anime character called Goku. If you're not familiar with Dragon Ball Z, you can look it up in YouTube and search for Goku or Kakarot. So he's a Saiyan. That's his alien race name, Saiyan. And his Saiyan name is Kakarot. And when he was sent to Earth, his name is Goku. So that is named, why Goku? Goku is my role model, actually, since I'm a fan of anime and also a fan of Dragon Ball Z. Shout out to those Dragon Ball Z fans. Kakarot is actually a warrior, a Saiyan warrior from his own planet. And they love fighting. They love training a lot. And Goku is like a role model to me when it comes to continuous improvement. Because, man, I mean, if you watch the show, he never stops learning. He never stops training. He keeps on fighting. So through the fighting with different opponents, he learns new things. And he levels up every time. Even if he's defeated, he learns something new. He levels up. And even if he's in the brink of death, that's when he levels up a bit more. So we would say he's also a risk taker, you know, of a sense. But since in their race, their race is like when you're 30s or they're very young. So these their aging process is very slow. To make it very simple, and in his stage. He's like he's a grown man, but he still have like a very young mindset. But what I like about him is he has this passion, very intense passion for being much more stronger than before. His urge to train hard every single time, every opportunity that he can. And since there's a warrior blood within him that goes through his vein, and So I guess that's one factor for it. And that's what I love about him. And that's one of the reason why I came up with the fusion of his name, Kakarot. And another word that I fuse with it is the word Kankarot, which is a Filipino word, which means a person with who cannot stay put in one place. So a very agitated person. But I use the word to describe more not of myself, but how my mind works. So it's like, because my mind is very imaginative, it works a lot, it goes everywhere, even in my downtime. And but of course, in my downtime, it's more on those chances that I get my mind floating in different kind of how shall I say it? It goes to a different time and space, so more like of a daydreaming state. So it's also part of my creative process, and that's the reason as well that I came to be a producer in creating music. I mean, being a music creator. So that's how Kankarot came to be. So it's a fusion between the word Kankarot, the Filipino word Kankarot, and the anime character Goku or Kakarot in his Saiyan alien home, alien planets, the Saiyan race, his Saiyan name, and I fused those two. So that's why I called myself Kankarot, to describe how my mind works and also my inspiration to continuously improve and get stronger. Or be better than I was before yesterday. So there you have it. Okay, to the next part. The most important question of this episode is, why this podcast? Why does it even exist? Well, it borns out of my personal frustration, not for the music industry as a whole, but from what I'm seeing right now, there's less exposure for the little guys or slash the independent artists, independent music creators, who I believe is the future of the music industry, because this is the time we're in. I mean, it's the best time to be an independent music creator because of the tools available for you to create your art and to be able to deliver it to the world. But there's some things that hindering for independent artists to progress. So I will not delve much into detail on that, but my vision is to have or to use this platform, this podcast, to give the limelight, the spotlight to those independent artists, especially those that didn't have much exposure as should they have, they deserve to, or they should have deserved to have this type of attention because of their outstanding art, their outstanding craft in creating music. So at the start of this podcast, or as I progress on, of course, I'll just be using my set of ears when I scourge the internet, the playlists, the digital platforms to search for the music of these artists and be able to give my commentary and also invite them for an interview. And as mentioned from the trailer, as you have heard it, I want to deep dive into I mean, into their process and their art, and also their inspiration in their music. And as, of course, it will revolve around the music. It's all about music. So the podcast, what to expect, it's all about the music of these artists, maybe a brief background about them, or an inspirational story about their struggles, how did they come up with their music, what did they do, how did they market it, the wins and the failures that they have encountered, how did they overcame those situations, very tough situations, because the music industry is a very, very, very tough industry, highly competitive, especially if you're an independent artist. And so I may not say that this podcast will give a great leveling of the playground, or will give a very super advantage to the artist. But that is part of my vision, that in the coming future, if this platform grows so well, it goes to the different ears, not only for the artist, but also for fans of music as a whole. And this becomes a way to have like a spread of word from this podcast throughout the industry, or throughout the fans of music. Then, I mean, the vision of, or the mission of this podcast is served very well, and that is the most important thing that I want to achieve through this podcast, is for the artist to get exposure, people know them in the long run, not only for music fans, but also within the industry, and I mean, be able to grow their career. And of course, who knows, they could be step toe to toe with the mainstream artists. I mean, it may not be this year, it may not be this time, but hopefully in the near future, the independent artists will be the new mainstream artists. And that is one of my dreams, not only for myself, but also for the other artists, that the independent artists will have this insurmountable power as a whole. That is, I would not say unmatched, but that is respected within the industry. That the independent artist is not just a bystander in this industry, but a powerhouse, one of the powerhouse. So since we're not signed, we don't have a label, we work on our own. Hopefully, through this platform, it can help many, many, many independent artists. So let's band together. I call on the independent artists, if you're listening, let's band together, help each one another, and let's make it big. I mean, we can do it in a snap of a finger, we can do it gradually. But I truly believe the independent artists are the future of the music industry. Having said that, thank you very much for listening. So expect more episodes to come, lots of exciting things. So I would say this episode is really, really, I would say raw, very raw, because there's no certainty yet, but that's a good, it's a good thing that in uncertainty, with a good plan, with a solid plan, with a solid execution, we can make it. We won't just survive within the industry, we will thrive. So see you in the next episode. So this has been Cancut, and stay hot, stay sharp. This is Extra Hot Music Experience. Hey, what's up? If you enjoyed the episode that you've just listened, just follow me on podcast to be notified on the new episodes. And don't forget to follow me on social media. See you on the next episode.